from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That, though, for, look, I get it. He hasn't had, like, Purdy's already had the playoff success. But what about just, is Purdy better than Prescott?
Right now, I believe he is.
Okay.
Now,
what about
Evan might crack the mic and say, "Goo, I think Dak is better," but Dak has in 7-8 years never been to a championship game. Purdy's done that twice,
right?
And he's been to one Super Bowl. So if it's about just the overall, where can this quarterback, forget the numbers, where can he take you? Dak has not even sniffed an NFC championship game. So when he got his first contract, Stani, which will be Brock's first, it was like, this guy is the next. Here we go. And now here we are. 8 years later, it's like, oh, my God. So if I'm a Niner fan, that is the portfolio. That is exhibit A of what you don't want. So there's a risk involved. But I guess what I'm saying, partner, is Brock Purdy's going to be up for this contract, and he can say, you need skins on the wall. I got us to a championship game against the Eagles. Didn't get to finish that. Follow that up with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
those are skins, not rings, but no, those are, I can do it, bud.
I'm not diminished. I'm just throwing all this into the hopper. And couldn't you argue? How did he play in the postseason? I get it. They went to the Super Bowl. How did he play in the postseason?
They were down 27-0 against to Green Bay.
Yeah.
The lowest seed in the playoffs last year at home. He looked shook. So Brock Purdy doesn't even have anything remotely close to that on his ledger. And my best trait for Brock, Stani, is, again, He computes it fast. Rid of it quick.
No doubt.
How much is that worth?
I don't know. I guess it might be worth $55 million. Jimbo's in Oakland. What's going on, Jimbo? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up with y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey.
How you doing, dear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, bro, let's not overreact. Let's not max him out. Mm. He's getting $1 million a year. Give him about a 4-year deal, 25 a year. I don't even care if it's fully guaranteed. Give him $100 million. Let's give him a pay raise for what he did. But did he win a Super Bowl? Why would we max him out? The Niners is a team with a lot of good players, and it make them look better because they all got a lot of good players around them. But they all want the money. Like Debo, we overpaid him. Now we got Ayuk. And Ayuk is a better receiver than Debo as far as route running, mm-hmm. catching, but Debo make plays. So now Ayuk looking like, well, I need to get paid too. I'm a better receiver than him. But all these players, if you put Deebo on another team, he's not going to be leading receiver of the league. You put Purdy on another team, he's not going to be their leading quarterback of the league. You put McCaffrey on the Panthers, they're not going to the NFC Championship. But all these players together as a collective, they look good all together. They all benefit off each other. But let's not go crazy and max out Purdy. But the NFL is such a copycat league. Like, when one quarterback get a good deal, okay, the next quarterback deal coming up, he got to get more money than him, more guarantee, more bonus. No, we don't need to do that here. We can give him $100 million. That's a 100 times upgrade from what he getting? What, he got a $5 million deal right now?
A $1 million deal right now, Jimbo, yeah.
Good point.
$1 million. So let's give him $100 because he didn't win the Super Bowl. We've been going to the Super Bowl. We've been going to the NFC Championship. So where did he really elevate us? Now, if he would have won the Super Bowl, I would have been like, max him out. I don't care about his arm. He ain't got the arm like Mahomes or Herbert, or, you know, he don't got the MVP arm, but he's a winner. You know what I'm saying? But sure, he didn't win the big game. So if he would have won the Super Bowl, I'd say max him out. But he didn't win the Super Bowl. We've been going to the NFC Championship losing. We've been going to the Super Bowl losing. Give him $100 million, 25 a year for 4 years. And then, hey, make it to the point where we can restructure. Hey, if he do win the Super Bowl in the next year or 2 or 3 years, then max him out. Go ahead. But right now, where we at right now, no. It's like, come on now.
All right, Jimbo.
I don't want to go Jim Rome on you and say phenomenal, but it's why you came down my road a little bit when we were giving Jimmy Garoppolo grades, because it all boils down to Kyle. Steiny, he is right. The Niners, and this I'll put McCaffrey in this too. Pre-McCaffrey, the Niners got to a Super Bowl. They got to an NFC Championship game. So if you're right, and Kyle could say, you know, I can do it with Spadoni, I can do it with Guru, I can do it with Evan, you know, then I feel like that number comes down. And the other caveat to this is, Steiny, do you think in a crazy way, because Evan was talking about how we look at Brock Purdy, he didn't use these words, but I'm going to use, like, he's a cute story, he's the guy next door, but is he going to be, and I know it's negotiations, do we know he's going to be trying to bring down the house? From where he's coming from?
Well, look.
I get it. If you got an agent worth anything, you're going to go for everything. You. But
if Brock Purdy gets $100 million for 4 years, his agent should be fired. I'll say that.
Even without knowing what this year's going to look like. Like, let's, you know what I mean?
Again, I don't think, I think the way this team is set up right now, if assuming they go into the year with Ayuk back and Purdy, I don't see how he has a bad year.
All right.
I'm not saying he's not going to throw interceptions. I'm not saying he might cost him a game or two. But the way the 49ers run their offense and how Kyle Shanahan coaches, he's probably going to have damn solid numbers.
And I would bet that. Yeah.
This is it, you know, and this is, you know, we just heard Jimbo, and this is what the 415 says. They paid Trevor Lawrence, and he's not as good as Brock Purdy. So why are you all worried about it? He's worth it, obviously, if Trevor got that deal. I think if it would be that easy, we wouldn't be as fascinated about it as we are. And the reality of the situation is there are people that don't want to pay Purdy $50 million because they think that as good as he is, the special talent around him is partly responsible for his success.
And is that a bad thought?
No, but
it's natural.
But it's valid if you believe it. And this is my bottom line point is, we don't know how Kyle really, truly feels about Brock Purdy as a quarterback, as Brock Purdy making $1 million. Look, if Brock Purdy goes from $1 million to $50 million, I'm going to think differently of him as a quarterback. I just am. Like,
wow,
you make $50 million, now you better not be somebody who starts to regress. Like, you can't make that kind of mistake. I'm not saying other teams haven't, but
he would have better won, be real even careful. Though it almost doesn't even matter. Steiny, if you give him 50, just like Trevor Lawrence, let's just say he's terrible for the rest of his career. I'm not rooting that on him, or he's just below average. He won with this deal. So I say all that to say is, if the Niners get to an NFC championship game, I believe that check is blank. And how much is it going? And to hear Jed York again, I keep bringing that up, but it's kind of, there's a reason we're bringing it up. He kind of is greasing the skids of, they're not dumb. They know what time it is. So that would, to me, an NFC championship game would signal they had another successful season. Obviously, they didn't get the ultimate goal. But damn, if a guy in Jacksonville who can do what he, and this is San Francisco, I find it hard not to pay. Like, what's a guy got to do to get paid at the quarterback position for the Niners?
Well, what if
this guy takes you?
What if Kyle Shanahan would say, win a Super Bowl? That's what a quarterback has to do for us right now, because that's.
But wouldn't I signal, me being Brock Purdy, I'm the guy that can get you closer to that right now, Jack?
Well, right now, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, he's the best quarterback on the roster, and he's gotten, they've won playoff games with him.
I would call Brandon Ayuk right now
and tell just him to bring him into sand.
No, I would say, hey, I know you're not a quarterback, Jack, but this contract and what in Purdy's pending contract, this doesn't help your tenure. Like, I would really tell him, and hopefully I'm wrong, Sonny, but doesn't it feel like that news yesterday, this news, it's kind of like, man, you might be the odd man out, because now we're going to pay this dude 10 times more than we thought.
Yeah, I don't know. Uh-huh. I there's so much of this that I don't think we know. We have opinions, but we really don't know what Kyle thinks. This from the 650, back to Dak, one of the most overrated quarterbacks of all time. Purdy is better than him. That may be true.
And both he beat those, him in a playoff game already.
Both those things may be true, but the only comparison I'm making between Dak Prescott and Brock Purdy is Brock Purdy's quarterback for a year and a half. He's 17-4. They've gotten to the postseason. They got to the – like, he's got a better – resume in the postseason. I'm just telling you that in Dak Prescott's first year and a half, the Cowboys were 18-6 in the regular season, and he played in a playoff game as rookie.
And they gave him a bag.
Right.
So they gave him a bag without reaching the heights that Brock had did in that year and a half.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying that's got to be like, if Brock's over here sitting next to us, you guys didn't. It was guys, but you think if they would have won that Super Bowl a few months ago in Vegas, would this be it would be. I'd be like, what else do I got to do?
And we'll get Evan here in a sec. I've changed my mind on this, but I do believe that if Garoppolo somehow would have stumbled into a Super Bowl that year, I actually don't think he'd be the quarterback now. Still, I don't know.
Who is Kyle Shanahan to say that someone can't win a Super Bowl for him?
Now that
I'm just saying, if he's looking at Brock Purdy, like, I don't know if you're the guy. Brock Purdy could just say, "Look in the mirror, bud."
No doubt. But Kyle, that's part of Kyle's arrogance. I think. Like, I'll bet you, how much do you think Shanahan blames himself for losing this?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.